Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's good, hey, gents?
What's up, man?
Where we going?
Bro, anywhere but 2020.
All right, let's go.
Garbage.
Word.
Go to the Aztecs or something.
Calm down.
Is that a war at the border?
Oh,
no. Oh, no. Let's
get out of here.
Let's go back. Let's go back.
That's a fact.
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on?
How y'all doing?
So we got ourselves a special guest today. We have Luis from the development.
Yo.
What's going on, Lou?
Welcome. Welcome.
What's up, guys?
So, anything fun today?
Well, you said that I do anything fun today?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I did. I saw.
I don't know if I want
to
know now.
No, yeah, you're gonna like
smirk.
This. No, because it has to do with the topic.
Okay.
Okay, so I actually saw both seasons of Cobra Kai on Netflix, and that shit
is good,
fucking
right?
Dope.
Hell yeah!
I like the way they did this.
Oh my god,
bro! I thought it was a movie.
Oh my
I clicked the movie. I thought it was a movie. See, it's like 28 minutes. I'm like, it's a 30 minute movie. Then I actually. Like 15 minutes in, I'm like, yo, this shit is good. Then I went back and said, oh, it's a show. And I was like, that shit caught me off guard because I didn't expect
it today.
The whole both seasons.
Yeah, I did.
It's
did
two
it in
seasons.
Like, damn,
you
a day
was
and a half.
Bored. Yeah, you was binge watching.
Yeah,
I actually was binge watching. So, yeah. I remember watching the Karate Kid as a kid.
Yep.
You know the Miyagi and all that, and I like the way they did this, like the whole spinoff, and it's LaRusso and what's the other guy? Johnny, what's the character? From Cobra Kai.
Honestly, I don't remember his name, but I knew
him. Well, his name is Johnny.
Yeah.
How you saw that shit today? I don't remember.
It's funny. Yeah, you know it's funny. Because they call him Sensei throughout the
Sensei,
whole thing.
Yeah.
So I forgot his name.
His real shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's with Ralph Macchio again.
Yeah.
It's the same kids, yeah.
You saw your boy, his other friends back too.
It's like the stories.
Spoiler alert, people!
Yeah,
but
yeah.
the stories is of these two guys, 30 years after that fight.
Yeah.
And then it takes off, and that shit was just.
Yeah, they're still beefing.
It reminds me.
Beefing.
I don't want to give the show away, but it reminds me of like, Karate Kid, meets Game of Thrones in the sense that you got the generational thing going on with these two guys, and now they're kids. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I never watched Game of Thrones, so I don't get the concept. I understand what you're saying.
And
you didn't watch that shit? I thought you watched the Game of Thrones.
Nah.
He wasn't about that.
I don't do what everybody else does. Everybody's raving about Game of Thrones. I'm watching Batman.
I didn't want to watch it.
I guess. Yeah.
He didn't believe the hype.
No.
For a second, I forgot I was watching the whole Karate Kid thing.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. Like I was like, oh shit! This is a Karate Kid story.
Yeah, you get zoned.
You get zoned in. It's like what they're doing with the Star Wars thing. Like like back in the day, you had to watch the episode 6 and
right.
5 in order to get the story. But then the new episode, like new movies they put out, you don't have to keep up. It's just like it's in its own story, right?
Yeah.
Same thing with the Star Trek stuff, like three movies.
But the Cobra Kai, I watched. Karate Kid 1, 2, and 3 before you started the Cobra Kai.
Just to catch up?
The movie. I never watched Karate Kid in its entirety, from start to finish.
You don't need, with the Cobra Kai, you kind of don't need to. They kind of bring you up to speed without, but I know what you mean. Like you just want to
flashbacks.
That's good. I'm cool with that because I don't want to watch that.
They have the flashbacks, but then do you get the whole concept of why he gives the bonsai trees?
Yeah.
That has to do with Miyagi.
Right. Do you remember that he LaRusso went with his own money and opened up a shop for Miyagi, for bonsai trees. If you would watch the movie, you would have caught it.
You did it the right way, but for somebody like Richie, who's lazy, who doesn't want to, really.
I'm good with the flashbacks.
Yeah,
the
don't really need to.
Yeah, that's good enough. Yeah.
You don't really need to, but it's little things like that I know what you're talking about. But for the story of Cobra Kai itself, you kind of don't need to. But it's dope to do that though.
They threw it in there on purpose though.
They did. That's like a nostalgia for people to remember. Like,
maybe like, oh, that's cool. Yeah.
But
and they keep talking about the girlfriend.
Yes,
the girl from the beach.
Yeah,
they keep constantly bringing her up.
You didn't finish it?
I did. The last message.
Yeah,
that was fucked up.
This is It was good. It caught me by. It caught me off guard. I didn't expect.
I was gonna say, do you guys really think that they're really trying to be like 30 years later, or
because they are.
It is? Yeah.
Because, yeah. Wait, because I was gonna say, because they're still talking about the girl at the beach like it's nothing, and they've been talking about the same chick for fucking 30 years.
Because that was
no, it's not
Johnny, right? His name was Johnny.
Who? Yeah, I think it was Johnny.
That was his girlfriend.
Yeah,
and then they broke up.
And LaRusso.
And then LaRusso comes along,
yeah,
and she starts liking him. So yep, he kind of stole his girl.
Yeah.
And yeah, then like, the that end, was yeah, his, like, his first love.
His name is Johnny Lawrence.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
So they explain in Cobra Kai, well, they go more in depth on parts that they didn't have in the movies. They added into the story.
Yeah.
So then they added how he was in love with her.
Yeah.
So, but they never saw that part in the story, in the movie. So they just add those things in.
Well, they said it, but then she was like, I broke up with him, so whatever about him.
It's kind of like, I was going to say, because you know they're not going to use for this type of show, they're not going to be using some crazy CGI to make him look older. Imagine they picked up where they left off and just didn't give a shit that they looked mad old, pretending like
that'd
just
be dumb.
You don't think?
No, that's just stupid.
No, for real?
I wouldn't even watch it.
Just stop, bro.
I would have watched
the same actors, y'all.
That's a waste of time. That's a waste of money.
Yeah.
That's just garbage.
But
that's garbage. I'll shit something better than that.
I saw that first episode, and I got hooked, and I finished the whole thing today.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Today. So that's something. But what's today's episode?
Talking about bringing back the 80s and 90s.
Oh, the 80s and 90s making a comeback, huh?
Yeah. It seems like they're bringing everything back. I mean, that was a good shit. The 80s and 90s was a good era.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I mean, we have new technology now. We have, you know, new stuff. But we're reverting back to everything that was 80s and 90s just with this technology.
Yep.
Like, for example, if you watch that movie, Ready Player One.
Yes.
Everything in there. Dude, you have dudes racing the Tron bike, the Batmobile, the DeLorean.
Yep.
You have everything in there.
Gundams.
The DeLorean was my favorite.
You have everything that's from that epic, that time.
I think that
it's kind of cool. The dinosaurs were coming out and everything too. That was cool.
Dinosaurs, the King Kong,
the gorilla. That shit was fire.
They're like revamping it, or what is it?
Right. So we have technology now to make what we had then.
Remaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're remastering it.
From what I understand, David Hasselhoff is working on a new Knight Rider movie.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
There's rumors
in that community.
I'll definitely watch that.
Because they had the Knight Rider movie.
Yep.
And then they had the second one that botched with the Mustang.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And that was supposed to be his son. That was supposed to be Michael Knight's son with the Mustang. And then now I think they're trying to make this movie, I don't know if it's supposed to connect with the last two, or
fire.
Just starting over.
That'd be fire if they use the newest Mustang, all blacked out.
I think the Mustang's what botched it. Because, so you gotta understand that, you know, when people are stuck on something, they're stuck in their ways, and it has to be that.
Yeah.
So people were stuck that it had to be a Trans Am.
Yeah.
So people were upset the fact that it was a Mustang. It's not even the fucking same car family.
Yeah.
I know.
It's one thing that if you go from a Charger to a Challenger.
Yeah, yeah.
But these guys went from a Trans Am to a Mustang.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what pissed everybody off. Yeah.
But, you know, I love Mustangs, so it doesn't bother me. But, you know, but that's the thing, though. The new version of the Mustang is a lot more sleek than the older Mustangs. Like, more body, big body.
Right, it looks aggressive.
It's more sleeker. Yeah. So it could fit kind of like the Knight Rider look a little bit more better than the other Mustang they used.
I don't think they will, bro, because
be cool.
I know somebody personally who spent a year's salary building a Knight Rider, the car.
A year's salary?
From scratch. A year's salary.
From scratch.
And he lives right here in I want to say Fresh Meadows or Middle Village, something like that.
All
right. He takes it to his car shows and stuff.
Oh, nice.
My man, so I'm buying
everything, bro, inside and outside. The shit talks. He has a fucking screens, the lights. He has a fucking the whole jet steering wheel.
Oh,
everything
damn.
Inside, outside.
I love to see that.
Fire. I bet he has the GPS that so he can talk.
Yeah,
like to
everything connected to his phone. It's fire.
Wow. You know, somebody in the city has that DeLorean. We see everyone.
Yeah,
the
DeLorean. I want to see that guy. The guy in Times Square.
He's always at Times Square or on, I think, 10th or 11th Avenue.
What, taking like, pictures of people and shit?
He'll take pictures.
The car. I think you're like a few bucks and you jump in the car and take pictures or whatever.
Yeah,
I would do Imagine he prints them out for you. That'd be good little business.
No, he's not gonna print shit out for you.
Nah, he's just like, just take a picture. Oh, okay, that's
right,
it.
Right. Just 20 bucks.
He's not walking around with a fucking
printer. I don't know. The dude probably making good money doing that. 20 bucks a picture. Portable
printers. So.
Nah, that's too much. No one's gonna pay that shit, dude. I'll give you $5.
The fire ass DeLorean.
No one's gonna pay that.
Yeah.
No one's gonna pay that. You get the.
Man, that's a classic car. I'd pay that shit. The hell.
You're a fool.
Not at all. It's a classic car. Y'all dumb as hell if you're not going to pay for a picture like that in a real one.
I went to Universal and I took pictures with the original DeLorean from the movie.
Yeah, that's good. That's fine.
Right, so now you have this guy who made his own.
Yeah.
But if it looks spot on. But if it still looks spot on, that's cool as fuck.
Why didn't it be $20?
I could spend $20 and not go to fucking Florida or whatever the fuck y'all got the original one.
It's not a fake one.
I just want a picture.
You're the kind of dude that go to Canal Street and buy Jordans. Because they cost $5 rather than whatever they cost in fucking in Champs. If you want something, you got to do it the right way. The right way is the real car. If a dude's going to charge you $20 to take a picture of his car, I'm going to go across the street and take that picture with Zoom.
That's it. I want to be in
Zoom
the car, a nice angle.
I'll sit in the car and I'll fucking photograph myself in. I'll let you go pay $20 and I'll Photoshop my head on your head.
You're retarded.
Trying to pay $20 in a fake car.
Cheap and retarded. Holy shit.
I think they use his car for Comic Cons too.
You do?
Do they?
Yeah.
That's official shit then, bro. What the fuck?
Nothing to make it official.
My man, I wouldn't be surprised if he parks up at Comic Con and does that shit.
He does. I see it out there.
They have little pictures.
They let him bring it inside the.
Nah, he parks outside.
See, look at.
He parks outside.
Mad people hang out outside.
They don't even invite him inside.
Mad people.
Nah, you park in the corner, bro. Next to the hot dog guy.
Maybe he has to pay to get in. He doesn't want to pay. People are still going to give him attention
outside. If he's invited, they'll let him in.
It's not an official vehicle, so they're not going to respect it.
It's filth.
That's the kind of like people dressing up as Spider-Man going to Comic-Con. Like, bringing up
1,000 Spider-Man. There's going to be 1,000 Spider-Man.
Right? Why did you say that?
Huh?
Why you said that?
Because if you made your own replica, it's not the same as.
No, but why did you specifically say Spider-Man, though?
Well, I just thought of any character. It could be any character.
Because he's going to Comic-Con dressed as Spider-Man.
But I didn't mean it in that way. Spider-Man's one.
Triggered.
If you listen to our podcast, Spider-Man's one of my favorite. But triggered. No, I didn't mean it. I'm just saying,
my number one hero, bro.
Somebody
bro,
can just back
don't take that offense,
and go to Comic-Con and say, can I take a picture with you? You know where I was coming from.
I'm going to take a picture with the official.
It was just the irony,
I'm
bro.
I'm triggered.
But Spider-Man's dope. Spider-Man's dope.
Nah, Spider-Man's number one. Shit.
His is official, bro. It's not that, fucking Rubies type shit. His is official.
Okay.
You said, not no muscle.
Do you go every year or no?
I try. I have the money.
You were the one that had the picture with the Scarlet?
Yeah.
That was you? Yeah, that was a good one. That was my favorite Spider-Man, the Scarlet Spider.
2 years ago, I did security at the Javits Center for Comic-Con. Yeah. I mean, I got to be, what is it, the room, the conference room?
Yeah, the big conference room.
Right, I got to be there. I got to meet some people.
Then, those dudes, when you go to Comic-Con, you see these wrestlers from the 80s, like the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
Anybody could be walking in the crowd. You didn't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dope. Like.
Yeah, they just put masks on. You don't know. Like, what was it? The year before, I think, like, Ruffalo was just walking around with a mask on. Like, I was just like, and I'm like, yo, I saw him.
Get out. He was just walking around?
Yeah, he was just walking around with some. I forgot what kind of mask he had on. And I was like, I saw that guy.
Mark Ruffalo.
Hulk.
The Hulk.
And
Avengers, the Hulk.
Oh, the new guy. Yeah, the new one.
And
new one.
He was just walking around. Then he posted on his IG. I was like, oh, wow, I saw some rando. Like that, and that
he's
was
an
him.
Idiot. Yeah, he almost got fired.
Yeah, well, he dropping leaks.
He was trying to leak shit like an idiot, trying to lose his character. How are you gonna lose the whole character, idiot? Doing dumb shit like that, bro.
So what
wasn't that the Avengers from the 80s? You never.
They're coming back.
I don't think you have seen that, right? Seen those old shows?
I've seen those old shows.
I remember, the old Adam West Batman.
Yeah,
they have like the old Thor.
Yeah,
they have the old Spider-Man.
Right.
I remember seeing the Hulk with Lou Ferrigno.
Yes, Lou Ferrigno.
I remember that. Yeah.
So you can see that they're bringing everything back. Like, everything back in those days was good.
Oh, Lou Ferrigno.
Or even nowadays when they make a new movie, it's about back then.
Yeah.
Like those are the times good. Like this generation kind of sucks.
That was trash. The old school adventures. That's the thing.
It's trash now because you compare to shit. All the shit we have now.
Yeah, yeah.
But back then, that was the shit. Yeah. You see Lou Ferrigno, Transformer, like, oh, it's a big green monster.
Right.
Well, they had the OG Captain America at a con last year. I was like, oh, I was going to go meet him, but, you know, work and stuff.
I never saw that one.
Yeah, he was. It was at a con in Jersey.
Oh,
yeah.
Isn't it coming up, or did it already pass?
Yeah, it was like last year.
Which one tomorrow?
This year's Comic Con.
No. Oh, it's October usually.
We're not having it.
Oh, we're not having it.
Yeah, it's canceled.
COVID.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Did they even go anywhere at all this year? No.
Nope.
No. What they've been doing is like these virtual ones.
Yeah.
Like you can go for free, and you can like questions and answers, and then you could pay to have like one on one with them.
Yeah.
And then you pay also to like the
questions and answers also. You gotta pay for questions.
Well, what's the free shit? Like JDF was doing for free, wasn't he?
Just watching it.
And just watching it.
Yeah, he was the only one that was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Everybody else, if you join like a full panel or anything, you gotta like if you wanna interact, you gotta pay a price. I was just like, what? I'd rather just wait till a con and go talk to them for like 5 seconds or whatever.
It's true.
You gotta pay to be like, oh, what's your favorite color? Like, I don't want to pay for that.
Right.
Like, I'd rather just go up to the table real quick, be like, hey, how you doing? Blah blah blah.
Some quick talk.
Yeah.
Because what are you gonna do? Interview him with? Because you paid him now. Is you gonna interview him?
Yeah.
That's dumb as fuck. Yeah. That's not a natural conversation.
Yeah. No, it's not.
That shit feels whack. I gotta pay to have a natural conversation with you.
Yeah, and it's different because you feel the difference. Like when I did the security, I met Michael Rooker.
Okay.
He's a very cool guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was doing an interview on the stage. And he came out into the crowd and just started walking up to random people
and taking pictures.
Right, and that's it makes it more personal.
Who was doing that?
Michael Rooker.
Rooker.
He plays Yondu in Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah.
Walking Dead.
He's in The Walking Dead. He plays Merle Dixon.
Yeah.
But so if somebody who never met him or whatever, and then he does that, now you're gonna be like, oh, he's a nice dude. Now you're gonna, you know, go support whatever he's doing,
laid back
or whatever he's in. Right. Right.
They've been having the New York Comic Con since like 64.
Since 1964?
Yeah.
So are the 60s coming back?
I hope not. No. I hope not.
That was I don't think that.
Drugs
I don't
and think sex.
Yeah. Why not? The fuck
is rock and roll?
Hippie shit right there. Hippie shit right there, man.
I don't think they're going to go that far.
Love and peace.
Like,
I wouldn't mind for love and peace, but no hippie shit.
Yeah.
Do you think like 80s, 90s are making a comeback? Because me personally, I don't think they ever really left. Like,
well,
okay, you can say that.
Yeah. Because, okay, let's say certain fads, certain trends, they might go away, but they come back at least every five, 10 years.
Yeah.
A lot of the same clothing from the 80s, 90s.
Rip jeans are actually making a comeback. That's
ripped
more
jeans,
like
which is so annoying. I'll just rip my own jeans.
Well, fanny packs made a comeback.
Fanny packs, that annoys the shit out of me.
I actually just bought one.
Those guys.
Shout out to Polo.
Yeah.
Ralph Lauren. I just bought one. But no, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
for what?
Did they really leave?
Uptowns. I believe Uptowns have been out since the 80s, right? Air Force One.
Yeah, Air Force One. Buying them still, of course. And
they're still
around.
They're classic.
They're talking about stop making them.
I think the first one I ever saw on TV was from The Fresh Prince, Will Smith. That's the first one I remember seeing.
Wearing Air Forces?
He was wearing Air Forces.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he had a pair like Jordans on like later on.
Yeah, I mean he would rock different sneakers, but as far as the Air Forces, that's something I remember.
That's another one. See, all the actors from those shows are coming back.
The Fresh Prince is getting.
He's doing a reunion on HBO Max.
Did you see it on? Well, I saw it on Facebook.
I saw it on his IG. Yeah, he had the original.
You're talking about
the
Netflix,
yeah. What?
You're talking about the movie they're trying to make, right? The new movie.
Of what?
That's when you're not. They were saying they're trying to make a new movie of Fresh Prince,
Fresh Prince movie.
A movie or a series, actually.
I think. Oh, that.
It's with a completely different cast. It's more modern, and it has a more serious tone.
Yeah, yeah.
So does
actual mansion. It looks
Does
beautiful.
It mix into The prior?
I don't think so. No, same storyline.
It's like a remake, but its own thing. Like, yeah. I think
it's like a reboot. You can
I don't know if it takes place in Philly and then
Bel-Air,
or it might be in Atlanta. I'm not.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that.
I know they came out with Saved by the Bell.
Did they?
Yeah. Oh. They use the original cast, like Slater. He's now like the gym coach.
Oh my god!
Oh, right. Yeah.
I forgot what he's doing.
So they're all teachers.
Tiffany Thiessen, Kelly.
Right.
Everybody came back.
Yeah.
They need that money. They all came back. That shit.
Friends is supposed to come back on HBO.
Friends.
But Friends is 90s, right?
Yeah.
With the original people.
Yeah.
It's like
a mini series, probably like 10 episodes.
Yes,
I know because when they stopped, they were getting paid $1 million an episode.
Yo, they're gonna.
Well, they had to fight for that.
They're gonna make so much money on that. I bet you they're probably gonna make like 2 or 3 more seasons. They're gonna want the money.
It was supposed to be a short. Like it was supposed to be short. Like,
remember Full House?
Yeah.
Didn't that get
Fuller House?
Fuller House, and then they got canceled or something.
No,
is it still on?
They kicked Aunt Becky the fuck out.
Yeah, they. I think they realized they're stretching it. Yeah. Because it started off good. I'm not going to lie. I was watching it with my daughter.
Right.
But then it got too cheesy. I get cheesy. Cheesy is funny.
Right.
But then it just got to be too much.
Yeah. Right.
And I think they realized. And they were doing too much.
They stretched it
too
far.
And they're like, you know, fuck it. I think it's time to end this.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Before and like, I think they all got married at the same time. The three of them.
Right.
The two sisters and the whack one.
Yeah. Right.
What's that show?
The Crazy Neighbor.
Roseanne. Remember Roseanne, that show?
Yeah.
They were going to put it out and it never came out.
She got fired.
I thought it got canceled.
It got canceled.
They brought it back. Yeah. They just left her out.
They changed the name of the show.
They changed the name too.
The Goldbergs or some dumb shit. The Hankers.
No, that's a different show.
No, that's different.
Yeah.
But the something. Like
the something. The last
What was the last name of the guy?
I could tell you did your homework.
Bar?
Bar, the Barbs or some shit like that.
The Barbs.
It went from
Roseanne to the Barbs.
Yeah.
Does it have Nicki Minaj?
Yeah. Now what she did to herself.
Yeah, she
she's retarded.
She said something racial or something.
Yeah,
like that?
she went off.
Something sexist.
Like always. She's always been a horror rocker. What the hell? She's always been a fucking
anything they one. Fired the star of the show. Isn't that insane though?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you can't be so
cancel culture.
They canceled the entire show.
Yeah.
But then everyone's like, fuck, it's we lost our job because of her.
Yeah.
What did we do?
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, you're right. You guys get a show and she does not.
Yeah.
It might not last too long though.
May not.
I don't know if it came out. I wasn't interested in it.
It's coming out, yeah.
It's coming out.
It is out.
I think I've seen an episode or two.
It didn't interest me at all.
Tell me they're going to make another Seinfeld.
Nah.
Who
knows?
No.
That's legendary. You leave that alone.
There's no talks
guy.
About it.
You leave that alone.
There's no talks about it.
What about your favorite show, Raymond? Everybody loves Raymond and King of Queens.
They ain't going to touch that either.
No, those are legendary, guy. Everybody Loves Raymond is my number one show ever.
The King of Queens. What show did they do that?
That branched off from Everybody Loves Raymond.
The guy, the actor, I think we spoke about
Kevin
this.
James.
Yeah, what about him?
The actor from King of Queens.
Yeah.
Is it another show? He went to
do another show, and then the wife, the actress,
hired
the
same wife. Oh, she came on. Yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah, we talked.
She ended up being his wife in that same show.
Yeah.
Which is stupid.
Stupid.
That show got canceled quick. Like.
That shit should have just been another King of Queens then. That's stupid.
Yeah. We can't bring that back either. That's too much.
It's too
classic.
It's too good.
But you know what? They're going to do something like that. Something is going to get revamped and get messed up. Look what they did with... How many movies? Scooby-Doo.
They pushed that to a limit.
That's a cartoon.
They made it to a cartoon. Then they brought Batman. They brought the John Cena.
Yeah.
They brought
Alvin and the
Johnny Phantom.
Yeah.
I don't know. They brought Richard.
It was
they brought
everybody.
Right. Like,
a lot of cartoons from back then did not need, in my opinion, did not need to become movies like motion pictures. Like
Volt, Sonic.
Wow,
did that even come out yet?
Beautiful.
Yeah. That came out. It was pretty good.
Excellent movie. Excellent movie. I had to watch it in the theater.
You gotta say Jim Carrey made the movie though. It's not like you can't like. I don't think if Jim Carrey was Eggman, like
Jim Carrey did real good for them.
Yeah,
Doctor
Robotnik.
And I like that because you know what used to annoy me back then, that I used to call him Doctor Robotnik all the time, but. Throughout the games, like the Dreamcast and everything, they call him Eggman.
Yeah.
Hey, Eggman.
Well, they said Dr. Robotnik, but it was mostly Eggman.
Yeah, they kept calling him Eggman. I'm like, yo, it's Dr. Robotnik, man. Yeah. That's how I used to remember him like that.
Garfield. None of these cartoons needed
to be that. That reminds me of Mario, though. You know how they used to call him King Koopa?
Yeah.
But then they just came Bowser.
Bowser. Yeah, Bowser.
What the fuck happened?
Did you ever, you guys ever watch the movie Mario?
Oh, yeah.
With John Leguizamo?
Yeah. Leguizamo, right.
Yeah. That was, I mean, as a kid, I liked it.
It was pretty cool.
As a kid, I liked it. That
was one of the worst movies ever.
Yeah.
It almost didn't even come out. That's how horrible it was. It received the worst ratings in life. The production of the movie was fucking horrible.
And it still was pretty good to us.
I liked it.
I liked it. Because
it's nostalgia.
Yeah, that's why
I like it.
I'll still watch it.
As a kid, I liked it. I haven't seen it since I was a kid. I would have to watch it again as an adult, maybe. I don't know if it would have the same effect on me like it did as a kid.
I would say you will find it corny.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, going to be cheesy, but you're like, I don't care. This is Mario, man.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing was almost funny. You know?
Yeah, I'm excited to see is Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted just came out, the third one.
I'm excited to see that.
It's on demand.
Yeah.
I'm not excited.
I'm not excited.
I'll watch it, though.
It's good. A little woke, but it's good.
Woke?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But
he's excited. He's excited.
But it's still good. It's still
the alarm is going off. Spidey senses tingling right now.
What were we saying?
It was good. Just a little different, but it still had that same Bill and Ted vibe.
Death didn't come back, right?
No.
He was my favorite.
You gotta watch it.
Okay, don't give it away.
Yeah, no, I don't want to give it away. I just want to give it away. You gotta watch it.
Another one is Ghostbusters. So they had one in 84. Then they had two. And then recently, in 2017, they came out with Ghostbusters Answer the Call. Wait, that movie tanked.
Is that the one with the female cast?
Yes. Yeah.
That one tanked.
That's what they get.
That's during the... I don't want to say the Me Too movement, but that's during the like
the woke movement,
right?
I'm not gonna say it was horrible. I liked it for the fact that it was just Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
it really had nothing to compare with the first two.
That movie's so whack. I think it's so whack that I didn't even see it, but the cast I can't even remember except for that one fat girl, the white lady.
She's funny though.
Yeah. She's funny. I like her. Yeah. She's hilarious, but I can't remember the rest of the cast. That's how Thor was in.
You guys like The Office?
Hell no.
Come on.
The Office for me.
We'll walk out.
I had a phase with The Office, right? I thought it was garbage, and then I started watching. I said, "Oh wow, it's kind of funny." It was funny. I started watching it every day. Then I'm like, "Nah, this shit is
bad."
I just stopped watching.
For me, it's too repetitive.
It's too much.
You have to have that humor to like that. Yeah. It's like, I don't like Napoleon Dynamite. Everybody thinks, oh, hilarious, look at that drone.
I'd rather watch that.
I really don't care for it.
Yeah.
But The Office, I didn't ever care for it either until I started watching it. But the same guy who directed that made this movie, Ghostbusters Answer the Call.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Dan Aykroyd still works with Sony. And he works hand in hand with Ghostbusters stuff.
Okay.
So then he told him, do not do this. Do not do that. Don't blow your budget. You're going to blow your budget. Don't do this. He listened to zero advice. He went over his fucking budget. Now that he don't have money to fucking make a second part if they wanted to. Because he didn't listen.
They better not make a part two.
They
should not make a part
two,
bro.
Are they trying?
No.
No.
What they did now, they made one that picks up where the other ones left off. Like the girl one didn't exist.
Good.
Of course.
It's their kids.
That's just not canon, pretty much. Get that shit out of here. Like, it's not official. It's not official. Get that shit out.
The answer call?
Yeah, that one.
I mean, what can I tell you, man? They took a shot.
Yeah, they tried.
But now this one, you know, they found the ghost trap.
Yes.
The Ecto was in the shed or in the barn.
It was like a shed barn.
Spengler's daughter, you know, she found the proton pack. So everything's coming back.
That's cool.
It was supposed to come out this summer, but then COVID fucked it up, so they pushed it back for next summer.
Right. Yeah.
So I hope it comes out in the theaters then, because I want to see it in the theaters.
That's another one from the 80s that they're bringing back.
Yeah.
Right. That's pretty cool.
But it actually looks good.
But it's cool because it's the original dudes, right?
That's what they should have done.
So they're going to be in it.
Yeah.
And it took a lot of talking and convincing to get Peter back. He didn't even want to do part two. He didn't want to do a fucking second one. He was like totally against it. They convinced him. This one, he was 100% against. He didn't want to do shit. They wanted nothing about it. I don't know what they did, but they got him on.
They have all the original cast. That money talks.
Man. Money talks.
Yeah, but money does talk.
They got him on, so they have everyone except Spengler because recipes.
R.I.P.
Harold Ramos died.
Yeah.
But now they have a girl that plays his daughter.
Oh, that's cool.
So now it looks like the kids are the ones picking it up.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And that, they kind of put like a they kind of like tuned up the car. Yeah. Oh, it was a little rusty and shit. But now they have like a fucking seat that pops out like a gunner a gunner seat. So the fucking door opens, the fucking gunner seat comes out, and she's fucking blasting the proton pack. The trailer's fucking is nice.
Damn, I'm down.
That's something I'm excited to watch.
That just goes to show that everything from the 80s and 90s was better than what they're really trying to do now.
You can't bring everything back.
Some
things gotta just stay how it is because they try too hard and then
Then
everybody gets excited and then when we see it, it's just
epic fails.
Yeah.
Epic fails.
Like the Jurassic Parks. They made a whole trilogy, right?
Yeah.
There's more coming up.
There's more.
There's a show now.
What? A show.
I saw it on Netflix. It should be coming out soon. They're making a series, a Netflix series.
A Jurassic Park series?
I even forgot they made that movie with the guy from the Guardian of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
That guy?
Yeah.
Those movies shouldn't have existed.
It was a good movie to me, but they should not make
it.
It's watchable. I don't think.
But
it was good. It wasn't bad.
The newest one that they're coming out with has the original cast.
Yeah.
And that's going to be dope.
Yeah.
I hope.
Old time shits?
Yeah,
the old time both, shits.
The old cast, bro.
The original cast, man. Yes.
Those are old movies, bro.
The old time cast.
Those are old.
It's 90s. It's not old. It's like, what, 20?
My man, that's 30 years. 25 years ago? That's old.
God, we're fucking old.
But Mark Bloomfield?
It's time. It's time, bro.
What's that?
We're in 2020.
When I hit 30 years ago, I think it's the 70s.
You're talking shit. Like, that shit's ancient, bro.
I forgot we're old.
All right, Three decades away.
Calm down, bro.
Mark, what's that idiot's name with the glasses? Mark
who?
Bloomfield? Is he going to be in it?
Oh. Honestly, I don't know. They haven't said the series?
No, the new movie.
You mean Jeff Goldblum?
That guy.
Yeah, they haven't said if he's. Only the two main ones.
They don't have much info on
him. Yeah.
He could use money. I bet you he'll do that shit.
He had Guardians of the Galaxy money. He was good.
He was also in Thor.
In Thor, yep.
Remember he was at in Ragnarok?
Yeah.
He was that guy who
he's
was
good. He got Marvel money. Yeah. He's fine.
I hope they don't make
him finish that movie.
Another movie. Those commercials and shit.
Yeah.
Movie.
I hope they don't make another Rambo, but I know.
Oh, God.
No,
with Rocky, they got Creed.
My man, the man is
with,
dying.
With Rocky, they extended the Rocky story through Creed.
Beating a dead horse.
Have you seen Creed 1 and 2? I've only seen the first Creed.
Okay.
Part 2 was good.
They're not stupendous and shit, but they're pretty good.
It was good. Part 2 was good.
So they extend this guy, Rocky's story, but through
Creed.
Through right,
Creed. Well, it's Creed's story.
Apollo's son.
Oh, yeah. But there's a new one that he's training another guy.
What other guy? Michael B. Jordan?
No. They're making another Rocky. Did you hear that? That he's training another kid.
A different character.
Completely. Yeah. I forgot how it goes, but I read that shit somewhere a while ago.
Oh.
There's going to be another one, yeah.
I don't know how that's going to be.
And it's not Michael B. Jordan.
And Rambo, they really stretched that out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Beating the dead horse.
They're not bringing that up back out. They finished the last blood or whatever it was called.
It's dead horse.
How much Botox?
Rambo, dead horse.
How much Botox and fucking steroids can
a lot.
Sylvester Stallone take? He's
taking a lot of testosterone, HGH, yeah.
Schwarzenegger's still killing out there, bro.
He's fat and old. I think he stopped.
He was in the last Terminator.
He's been working out because ever since he stopped being the Governator, he's able to do movies.
Yeah.
And for these roles he's doing for Terminator, dude, he got big.
Yeah.
He's freaking huge. He may not have a six pack
without a shirt, but
his arms
fat.
Are bigger than your head.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Dude, he's Mr. Olympia.
Well, it's muscle memory, man. He can just jump back in and start lifting crazy shit.
Yeah. Right, and you know, now he's old enough, he has no reason not to juice.
No, but the doctors, I was reading that, the doctors will prescribe him HGH and testosterone to raise it back. It's therapy, actually. So them niggas, whoa, mother. Fucking, like Mike Tyson.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Like Mike Tyson. He's definitely taking testosterone again and HGH. To boost his shit back to regular because he looks like a beast.
They're making a Mike
Tyson's a beast. That he's just
monster.
He has that
and he's supposed killer to fight Roy Jones Jr.
That's exactly what
he's gonna kill him.
He's gonna kill Roy Jones.
The killer instinct came back, guy.
He has that animal killer instinct that.
Well, you seen his IG. He's don't never leave stories how he's.
Yeah. Yo, he looks clean.
But he's definitely taking the testosterone.
Did they make a movie about him too?
Man, I found him annoying. Like when they started putting him in movies, like he was in this. In this, he started fighting all these martial artists. For example, he
he fought.
So he fought Ip Man. Okay, Ip Man. Tyson.
Yeah,
and the third one was it?
The third one. Yeah, third one.
He fought Ip Man.
But
nobody won because they put a timer.
Yeah.
So,
but he threw. He threw arms though. He was like.
He was going in.
Like he wasn't playing. Like,
but so he also fought Steven Seagal.
Yeah,
bro, he would kill Steven Seagal.
He'll kill him. Yeah. At this point, right now,
the Green Ranger almost killed Steven Seagal. No, not Steven Seagal. I'm thinking Van Damme. Whoops, I made a mistake.
Come on, bro. But Steven Seagal is a beast. But he's fat as hell.
Which Steven Seagal from Mad TV? The Steven Seagal from Mad TV? Because that's Steven Seagal.
I used to love that Steven Seagal.
It's a beast. That's Will Sasso.
Will Sasso, whatever. Yeah, he was awesome.
Mad TV needs to make a fucking comeback.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Speaking of that,
and bring him back too.
Right now they're bringing back SNL. And this will be all the original cast.
Oh, yeah?
That should be interesting.
It never went away.
Keenan?
No, the original cast, thing, though.
You know? Oh, yeah.
So now they're going to bring back the original cast. All the original cast, supposedly.
Supposedly,
going to be coming up soon.
So that's a different, like a spec, a different show?
Like an SNL special.
No, this will be SNL again, but now they're going to have the original people. Because, you know, throughout time, it changed. And they just, you know, got new people.
So they dumped them all out?
But now it's going to be old ones. I don't know if Jim Carrey's going to be part of that crew.
I hope so.
But it wouldn't they're be. Bringing back the originals to revamp
David Spade,
SNL.
Adam
That'd
Sandler.
Be insane. That'd be legendary, right?
I didn't hear no names. This is what I heard on the radio. Yeah. So I didn't hear any names get dropped, but they just said the original
guys. Man, they have to pay these guys big money for that. That's going to be legendary.
Oh, dude, it's not always about money. They have enough money that sometimes they don't want.
Yeah.
Like, for example, John Candy.
But they'll offer
it to them. When he filmed Home Alone, he did it for free. The kid who played the pizza man, remember? The one that ran over the statue?
Oh, yeah.
He
yeah.
got paid more than John Candy.
Oh, yeah.
John Candy didn't want money. He just did shit for free.
That's right.
I guess.
Man, we want to get paid just to hit the mailbox and be like, oh, here's a pizza.
But that's the thing. I bet you on your money they'll come out with big offers, though. Like 30 mil each for a year or some shit like that. Some big shit.
I don't know.
I would watch that, though.
It all depends on the artist.
I don't think Mad TV can make a comeback. With today's cancel culture, they would offend too many people.
Cancel culture will...
They would offend too many people.
Yeah, too many people.
Ooh, I would
yeah.
love that though.
Well, that's why like they South Park when they shit. Try when you they try mean? To like, make the make Office come back and
yeah.
The Office wouldn't be the same because I have to watch everything I say.
Right.
And I'm just like,
but how old is the Office?
That's not fair, though. That's not fair.
Office is like
is this the one with Steve Carell?
Yeah.
How old is that? How long ago was that show? Because I see it on like on.
It ended
it's
back
on every day. It's annoying.
That's what I'm saying. Like
to me, it ended show. Back in 2009, maybe.
Did it that far? 2009.
Damn, I didn't think it was that old.
They stretched it out like that.
It's from 2005.
2005. Okay.
It got syndicated.
So
right?
like,
syndication.
It started in 2005. It ended in 2013.
Okay.
So it went pretty far.
Yeah,
the thing is, but
well, they stretched it out.
Yeah.
They stretched it out.
You know what's cool though that I seen about that? All the actors that actually tried out for The Office. You know how many famous people tried out for that show, and only a select few actually got picked.
Man,
that funny dude, that idiot that's a pothead that he chose with James Franco, and Pineapple Express was his name. The fat guy with the beard. He's funny as
hell.
He's the cop at Superbad.
Seth Rogen.
He tried out for that shit.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't get picked.
Nah.
I was like,
Wasn't his role. I agree. I totally agree that they...
That's a different
humor. Can't see him.
Yeah.
It's one of the...
stupid-ass laughs.
Imagine a bunch of idiots like that in the office, you know? That would be hilarious.
It's basically hilarious, but that's different humor. I mean, you have dry humor, you have dark humor. This humor... what kind of humor is
this? Too dry, I
don't know what to classify it.
The office humor?
I think it's way dry, too dry.
Oh no,
it's
kind of
like sarcastic dry humor, like dry sarcastic humor.
There is a lot of sarcasm jokes. Like I don't know what
I don't
kind
know how
of
to classify
it's very
it, but
dull,
it's different,
dull humor.
It wouldn't. Nah, it's not dull.
It's funny. It has its moments.
I feel like
it's not something I could get
you
into.
Will, I feel not for everybody because not everybody works an office job, But I feel like if you worked an office job a little long enough, you get, you feel the vibe. And it's relate. True.
That'll resonate.
That yeah, because there's just some things that you'll be like, you can relate to an episode and be like, oh, I wanted to do that same thing, but I couldn't because of my job. But
right.
with yeah, the office, yeah. you're just like, yeah, I'm glad that happened.
True. You become, you know, your own little family squad yeah. at the job, so you can relate yeah. to the show and everything, and it's funny. There is funny moments.
Yeah.
Because I love Dwight.
Yeah, oh,
he's
my guy.
He's my favorite in the show. And the number one, obviously, you already know, my favorite episode when he causes the fake fire. I love that shit. That shit is legendary, that one.
They had
That's
to grab,
beautiful.
They had to grab that from somewhere. Like, maybe they thought about it, but I yeah. feel like they had to, like, grab that idea and be like, we're making that an episode.
Yeah?
Because, yeah. like, Too cool good. Things to just be like, oh, let's have fake fire drill work. Because
he's so anal, like, with the rules and
he's
all
like,
this.
He's
and
like,
all
everybody's going to learn today. I tried yeah. to do this, but now yeah, everybody's going to learn.
Yo, I was like, yo, if that shit really happened, I put myself in the situation, I would never admit that it was a drill. At that point, I'm like, yo, I don't know what happened.
Well, there's no evidence.
You're like, right? Like, everyone is like, you know, and he's an idiot. What are we going to do next? Like, two calm and shit.
I'll throw a show on when I have really nothing to watch yep. and I'm bored or I want some background noise. Or I'll just put on the TV and I'll watch that and like text and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'll do that. And yeah. like right now I was watching when, how do you say his name? Idris?
Iris?
Idris Elba?
Idris Elba. Idris Elba.
When he came and ended up firing Michael.
Yeah.
So he took his job.
Yeah.
And then Michael came back, made his own paper company, and yeah, then ended up firing
him. And he sold it. No, he yeah. sold it to these idiots.
He sold it to them back for their job.
G's. Oh, yeah, yeah. yeah.
So then he ended up firing him. He's like, everybody, no. You're done here.
yeah, they yo, when they brought in Will Ferrell, that was good too.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah, it was good.
Then this clown from Hangover, Andy, his name was the character's name.
Andy. He was funny as hell.
He
though.
Annoys me with his singing.
Yeah.
Shut the
but
fuck up.
But he's good though. But he's good. But he's good. He has a good voice, that idiot.
He's doing the fuck out of me with his fucking banjo and shit.
I love when he sings in the Hangover though.
Oh yeah,
he's good with the piano and shit. That's good right there.
I like him in Harold and Kumar, Escape Guantanamo Bay.
Oh right,
I don't know what the fuck you just said. But fuck you. Yeah.
I forgot he was in that movie.
Oh man,
yeah,
I forgot about that movie.
Yeah, Harold and Kumar, classic.
Everything was fun back then. And you know what it is now also yeah. that so
and nobody was sensitive.
The time from the 80s and 90s, it was us as kids. Now we're the adults. We'll be the one paying for that shit that's coming back. Understand? Like, oh shit, this show was on when I was a kid. I'm gonna go pay for that. Yeah. I'm gonna go watch that.
I know exactly. Our generation is gonna bring in some good money to
Our generation is gonna bring in the money for the shit they're gonna bring them back because that's what we liked when we were kids. All the Ninja Turtle movies that came out. Granted, they weren't the greatest. They used too much special effects. It was a little weird.
They did a little too much.
They redid the cartoon a couple times.
I didn't tell you to see part two. The graphics are kind of fire.
It's too many explosions.
It was good. It was good. Shredder? They laid it on thick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They laid it on thick.
I think they tried too
hard. I still prefer the ones we used to watch on video.
Who directed those? Michael Bay, right?
Michael Bay, yep.
He's good, but he does too much for me. Like, the Transformers, this guy loves explosions. He loves messing up cities and stuff. I'm like, yo, what the fuck,
nah,
bro?
But the Transformers, the graphics are too fire.
It's good.
It was good.
I'm down for that to be very flashy because Transformers, I want that to look as real as possible. I'd love to see that shit in real life.
I read somewhere, is it they're bringing back Thundercats or is like they're making it a movie?
They've been saying that for years.
They've been trying to make a movie for years.
They've been saying that for years.
They brought back Thundercats. They made another like miniseries. On Cartoon Network.
Yeah, that's the
But then actually ended up getting canceled because people weren't even watching it.
Because look at the cartoon. It was trash. I was so mad.
What? You mean the original?
No. The Cartoon Network version. Oh, I've never seen that. It was just so trash.
I'm not going to lie. I never was a fan of that shit, bro.
Like what they did with X-Men. I know they made X-Men Evolution. Remember that?
Yeah.
I know what you mean. They made like a whole different cartoon.
Just like Teen Titans,
I still watch it though.
But the new ones are like, like cartoon. Classic. Yeah.
I was watching the older ones. I was like, wow, the older ones are good. Fire. It's a little bit more darker. I like that. But the cartoony ones, I still watch them. Still cool.
Man, the whole vibe is off. Like cartoons, our cartoons were better than what they show now.
Saturday morning cartoons?
Hell yeah.
Well, that's the thing, that they're trying to revamp them. Ninja Turtles got made how many times? They changed the graphic of the cartoon itself.
That last Power Rangers movie, I heard, I still haven't seen it.
Nah, yeah. It could have been so much better, bro.
It definitely could have been so much
the
better.
The Megazord disappointed the shit out of me, man.
I heard them disappointed the shit out of me.
Yeah,
they didn't know. What was so bad? I haven't seen it, so I haven't seen it.
The number one, please, I gotta say, the number one is the uniform. The suit was whack.
Whack.
I wanted that shit to look fire. Because
they're trying to make it alien-like.
Yeah.
Because, again, their powers from aliens.
Yeah,
but because anything that's out of this galaxy is considered an alien.
Yeah.
So they're getting their powers and all their outfits from aliens.
But I get it.
But you've seen like all the concept art, a lot of the concept art was so much better than what they actually filmed.
And you know what I think is even better? The Ivan Ooze movie? They looked fire in that movie.
Fire.
So the uniform in that movie was fire.
So you saw the end? You saw that there was JDF and So, remember in Turbo, the little kid who played the Blue Ranger?
Remember
Blake Foster?
When he would grow. Right,
so, now he grows up. He grew up. He's my age.
Yeah.
So, is he still cool with JDF or not? Because they were cool, right? Yeah. So, then they would talk. JDF told him, I'm in the movie. So then he went and he blew that shit up on social media.
He put it on Twitter. He put Facebook, it everywhere. IG.
So we have him on social media, and he wasn't supposed to tell that shit. Damn. And he's like, I know this shit. He just told everybody.
Yep.
Man, JDF saw that shit, started beefing with him. So they started beefing because he has a fucking big mouth.
Yeah.
So he had to go back to social media. Like, I just made that shit up.
JDF almost lost all his roles because of that.
He almost lost
even
everything.
Though they cut off a lot of parts with JDF in it.
Who's JDF?
Oh, really?
Just Green Ranger. Frank? Green Ranger.
Tommy?
Yeah, Tommy.
Say Tommy, bro.
Tommy.
What were you saying?
Yeah.
Man, Tommy was, the Green Ranger was the best. Bro.
So, the newest, the most recent Power Ranger movie, did they bring back Alpha and Zordon?
Yeah.
Yes, they did. But in a weird way.
A different
in
a version. Weird
way? Yeah, different
how so? How
different,
so?
Different way.
You gotta watch it. You gotta, it was so still, you can feel it out cool. And be like,
that was kind of
okay.
Cool.
Nah.
It was a bad.
This Cranston guy, was the Billy Cranston? No, that's the actual.
No, that's
his character's
name.
Fuck, the guy from Breaking Bad.
Okay.
He
was Zordon.
He was Zordon.
From Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, he was Zordon.
Father from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, he was Zordon.
Okay.
Yeah, but he used to do voiceovers for
Power Rangers.
Original Power Rangers.
Did he? I didn't know.
Yeah. There was this word out there that he used to like gay bash on Billy because David Yost in real life is gay.
He's gay.
Yeah.
Blue Ranger, and then they share his character's name is Billy Cranston.
Yeah.
And his last name in real life. Is Cranston.
Yeah.
So since they share that name, I think it kind of pissed him off.
Ah.
So he would get gay bash on him back in the day.
Can't do that anymore. Can't do it.
Exactly.
You gotta keep back then, everything flew.
Back then, it was like whatever. Flew,
they worked in horrible conditions.
There's a spotlight. Yeah.
They got paid like $20 a week and they did all this shit. They would record all day long.
Yep. For just a little more money.
Yeah. But they were 18-year-olds. They didn't give a fuck. Yeah. Like, should I make 200 bucks? Supposedly they're all smashing each other.
That's why they own it. That's why they got a union now.
You're on TV, bro, making $200 a week as a Power Ranger, I'd have been tight.
Well, it's the 90s. Yeah. They were young. All they want to do is be famous.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, there's stories out there. I don't think anybody's asked them at panels.
Yeah.
But there are stories that they would
go to the After Dark panels, bro.
And supposedly, you know, they were fucking each other and all kinds of crazy shit.
Man, I used to
can't confirm nor deny.
Oh, there's a lot of confirmed.
There's out there.
Yeah.
If you go to having sex on set.
Well, they used to do things.
Or have parties, you mean.
Orgies and shit. Man,
not like all that.
Right, so,
like,
you know,
fire, though,
if,
like,
when you work with somebody, eventually sometimes things happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, things happen.
Yeah.
That's what we mean. Not no
fucking
business
for
pleasure.
They're
mixing
it.
Business for pleasure.
That's what happened. That's what happened behind the scenes on.
Bet you that.
Saved by the Bell and.
Hell yeah.
The Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
That stuff.
Oh, the Brady Bunch. The mom with the older son.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were a thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In real life, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit,
he was railing out Miss Brady.
Hey, he railing out his own mom. That's what's up. Oh, shit. All right,
but the show, though. The show.
I'm just making it funny.
No inbred shit over here.
No inbred shit, you know what I mean?
Careful, bro. Careful. We're not in the 90s. We can't say shit like this, bro.
Cancel culture.
This episode is. We're in the 90s right now. We took a time machine back. You know what I mean?
If I was in the 90s, I'm young. Y'all were so old. Y'all older than me.
How old are you?
You could take a wild guess.
Now you got me thinking 24?
25?
29. Oh, okay. You're there. You're right there.
Yeah,
whatever.
You're there, bro. You're right there. You're not that far.
You're right there. Not that far. Is there anything that you would like to see from back then come back? Make a comeback?
Sidekicks.
Oh, okay, we're talking tech.
Yeah, they actually had a touchscreen one. Remember at one point?
What was that, L1? Was it LG phone? No, not L1.
It was a touchscreen one.
Well, they got the Razer phone.
Android.
It was Android.
G1 phone.
The G1. That was dope. I think he had one.
I had one, too.
Of course, yeah.
That was dope.
I pre-ordered my shit. Cool. I got it day before everybody else.
I'm talking about that latest. They made a sidekick that was an Android, actual. Like, came out after all the G1. And it was like
That just sounds corny.
They tried.
It was whack.
I never got
Sidekick back then was dope. I don't think it coming out now would be the same.
Well, they got
if they make that shit fire, man, maybe.
That flipped and had the blue lights and stuff?
Oh, that was cool, too. With the right flash. Cool.
Well, they got the Razer come.
Well he said Sidekick. I didn't say Sidekick.
Yeah, I said
Sidekick.
I was hyped. I just like flipping it. I missed that. I missed just flipping
it. I used to make my own tones and shit.
Yeah, same. But you only had to do it on the 3.
I remember.
Couldn't do it on the other ones.
When iPhone first started coming out, there were some people still out there with sidekicks.
Yeah. iPhone was for the sidekick, wasn't it? Yeah, it was. Oh, no, I was thinking about T-Mobile for some reason. I don't fucking know. I was thinking about the service you were talking about, iPhone. You say that.
But I'm talking about like from the 90s or 80s, anything that was...
Me and you was talking earlier. I don't know if you used to watch Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah. That's not 90s, though.
That's
2000s.
I think that's early 2000s. Maybe late 90s, maybe.
It was, I think, maybe 98, 99. But that I was just talking to my kid, right? Because me and him are bringing it up. I was like, yo, you need to watch this. This shit is legendary from back then, right?
Right.
So then
96.
Yeah, bro.
All right, it's in there. It qualifies.
Yeah. All right. So then I was saying, yo, with the graphics we have now, why the fuck are people not making a movie of this shit? This shit will be fire.
I'm sure later down the road they will.
They will.
I'm sure. It'll make a comeback.
Man, this shit's been 25
somebody would
years.
Think of it. Somebody would think of it. 35 years. It's been and be like, oh, I want that.
25 years. But I'm saying, yeah, like yo.
Because we got monsters. We got Godzilla. They can do that with
Yu-Gi-Oh! It's so easy. Like, get someone that's Kaiba, Yugi. My man, it's clearly a holographic game. Yeah. Wow, so we have holographic graphics.
Yeah,
it's too easy to do.
Yeah,
a big ass field holograms come out. Yo, how and it's
I don't
normal
know if
people.
They can actually have to be like a. The thing is,
bro, the holograms
I think
are CGI.
They might be
it.
Scared because of all these other live actions like Bleach and Death Note. Like, they're tanked. They tanked on Netflix.
Nah, but I don't see Yu-Gi-Oh! To make an actual movie of him beefing with Seto Kaiba, but like the movie.
There's still people that play Yu-Gi-Oh! With the Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards. Like, the card game?
Yeah.
There's still people out there.
Still tournaments and stuff all around the world.
Imagine that? Oh, that would be amazing. You know, that would be amazing to bring
that
back.
I can see it, though. I think they're just nervous because all these other live actions have tanked so far.
They can't fuck that up, bro. They can't fuck that up.
You know Hollywood would. That's the thing. Hollywood would just be like...
Yeah. An actual fan of the show needs to fucking make the movie.
That's what we always say.
Yeah.
We always say that, but no one ever does.
The only thing that Hollywood did right was fix Sonic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
was a good fix.
Because Sonic did not look right.
He was ugly.
Right. Sorry to go back
ugly.
To that.
No,
but he's very
ugly.
I remember it was on the news.
The first trailer of Sonic was
right.
Everyone was
trash.
Tight.
Everyone
was pissed
off. How does he look?
A fan made the other one, right?
Yeah, there were so many fan made ones after that first trailer came out. That was so much better. It was just like, if these fans can do it, Hollywood, hello.
And they chose
fix it.
They chose the actual one, right? From the fans.
I think so.
Then they hired that guy to make the
to make the animation and stuff like that. Or
they
bought it.
Which is the one that we saw.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked awesome after, yeah, man. Awesome.
Tails looked good at the end. Sorry, spoiler for anybody that might not have seen it.
I should bank him out. Yeah, better. Yeah, you had time.
Yeah, you had time. That's your problem.
Find that shit online somewhere for free.
Whatever. I still haven't I'm seen it, for but a second. Right.
Well, yeah, part two definitely going to come out. I want to see Knuckles.
There's going to be a Matrix 4.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, with Keanu Reeves. With Keanu Reeves. And this chick. What's her name? Yeah.
They can't have it without Keanu.
Hell no. Well, he's the legendary, bro.
They can't.
And the same girl, Trinity, she got to be in there too.
Yeah, she'll be on there too.
Yeah.
I don't think they're bringing back Morpheus. I read that.
No.
They're not bringing him back.
They should be. Yo, imagine. Well, he was bald in the movie.
His character. Did his character die?
But Neo died too, supposedly.
Neo ain't dead.
Well, I don't know. Him and the agent were yin and yang.
He's in the Matrix.
So if he's dead, then the agent's dead too.
Yeah. And Morpheus. Yeah,
that movie was I was like, I need to rewatch 1, 2, and 3 again. Like two.
I only like Matrix 1 and 2. Well, wait, 1 and 3.
You know, I like why? Because you're gonna start picking up more stuff now. You know, you gotta pay more attention. I hope the new one is mad woke type shit.
It is gonna probably be woke.
It needs to be woke. No, as fuck. It has been woke since part one.
Oh man,
he's pretty much telling us we're in the Matrix. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of fire.
So it's like the Terminator. It was woke and
word.
But I'm down to see Morpheus in there with some gray ass beard. You know what I mean? Yeah, like he's old as hell. You know. Pretty much taught Neo everything.
The new Matrix comes out next. It's supposed to come out this year, wasn't it? No,
nah,
I know
it's supposed to come out next
2021.
Year.
2021, I think.
Yeah, next year.
And we got the John Wick.
John Wick. Yes.
Oh, John Wick's coming out next year.
Yeah, they're filming already two of them.
Two more.
So it was supposed to drop the same day.
Yeah.
May 21st or March 21st.
Yeah.
It was supposed to drop John Wick 4, plus. The Matrix.
Yeah.
So they were calling it Keanu Reeves Day.
Oh my god. This would be both his movies. That's a legendary day.
Yeah, hell yeah.
My man,
but I'm gonna go see John Wick first. I'm sorry. John Wick is
I'm just gonna stay in the theater and
I need to watch both of them. I'm watching both. Hell yeah. 2-for-1 special that day. That's gonna be a nice day. You gotta plan out the time.
We'll see what they do though, because you know, it's hard to release movies now to COVID.
That's something.
And then maybe now the drive-ins, these drive-ins are showing old movies.
Both of them the same
but
day.
I like the old school
movies. Guys.
You're getting the big popcorn that day, bro. Unlimited popcorn that day. It's going to be a nice day.
For what?
Keanu Reeves.
And then they do Bill and Ted 5.
I was going to say, just to ask.
I don't think they're going to do that.
Just to ask about the last John Wick, right? I'm not understanding. How the fuck did he survive that fall? Like,
what do you mean?
I was wondering, like, how is he alive, bro?
He fell on his back, didn't he?
Yeah,
like, he ricocheted off the building and slammed on the floor.
It's John Wick.
How the fuck is he alive?
It's John Wick.
No, I get it.
That's
man.
Like saying, like,
how he got shot.
How did Batman still alive after Bane break
that
his back?
That bro's shot him, though.
Well, the shit is, because he kept bouncing up. If he would have had a straight shot down,
smash,
then you could say he broke his back.
Yeah,
but everything he kept hitting these objects was breaking his fall.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So he's almost because
it wasn't this far to when he hit that. It wasn't that far to hit that. So he didn't have like one complete shot.
Like something and kept blocking him.
Right.
And I thought they planned that. The ending when he shot him. I thought that was a plan.
Nah.
No? He just crossed him that quick.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man.
That's how it is.
That's how it is. If you're an assassin, right. You know, you don't know what's coming up. You gotta watch.
Y'all just went through war together, though. I'm tired.
They don't care.
I'm tired.
It's all about a contract.
Now you're dead. Now
you know what it is because if they don't complete their contract to kill you, they're dead.
Yeah, that's true.
So they have to.
Yep.
So this guy's gonna come just back like Batman on the road. He broke his back. He's gonna come back like Batman did. That's OD.
Speaking of Batman.
No, I don't want to talk.
No,
about
I can't wait for that.
Speaking of,
I still have yet to watch that trailer.
It's canceled.
Come on, that's a good trailer.
It's canceled. That's it.
Are you on the same boat with him?
This guy caught the Rona.
He got the Rona.
Now it's
canceled.
Pushed back again.
It's canceled. That's it.
They didn't start filming.
They did, but then he caught Rona.
He got the Rona recently, so now they had to push back the film. They can't record.
Okay, so did you see the trailer though?
Yeah, but I'm not hype about it.
Why?
I don't know how that guy.
It's
that's
him.
Good.
Because the actor himself.
Act himself. No, I'm not.
Nah, man. I know he looks like a little bitch boy, but
the trailer was confusing. Like, who's the villain? I'm thinking the Riddler. But then only people are hyped because of his the fighting scene, but it's not him. It's not him.
What do you mean it's not him?
It's a stunt double. The way he,
yeah, of course, it's a stunt double.
But people are hyped.
But it's I think it was
him. No, people are saying, "Oh, that's him. That's him fighting." Like, no, it's a stunt.
I'll tell you what.
I'm not hyped. I'm not hyped at all.
I think this trailer. From what I see in the trailer, that if they make the movie the way they did the trailer, that'll be better than fucking.
Did you see the car? Did you see
Val Kilmer's Batman? George Clooney's Batman.
You had a chill. Like those
Val Kilmer's Batman had an ill car.
Val Kilmer was a beast.
You cannot say no.
I hate those.
George Clooney, fine, that's fine.
But not Val Kilmer.
He always brings that shit up.
I don't know why they put nipples in a bat suit.
But I'm not gonna lie, so I still liked George Clooney's Batman. I still liked it.
Oh,
but Val Kilmer was my favorite. But I still like George Clooney still. No matter. But nah, chill, man.
He's banned.
Chill. Listen,
did you like the trailer?
Sorry, Mr. Freeze over here. Yeah. Chill.
I think the preview was awesome. Oh,
take a chill pill.
Because this is what I got from the preview, right? And I want to see if you got what I got. This is a brand new Batman. He's nice and young. He's starting off, and he's building into Batman. And then I remember Alex was saying that the Batmobile was shitty. Bro, he's starting off. You know what I mean?
Listen,
he's starting off. He just slapped on a fucking...
He's rich. He can hire someone to put this thing together.
But he's young-minded. But he's young-minded.
Exactly.
He wants to do it himself.
Hire somebody.
Yeah.
But he wants to do it himself.
If this is Batman starting out, we got to look at the time frame.
He's starting
if he still, if he, you know what I mean? Technology was advanced.
Maybe he wasn't as rich as before. He's building his
riches. Batman's rich.
He's always rich.
All right. Money's not a factor.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about like the technology for the Batmobile and the other shit.
Well, it's a different universe.
But Batman built his own Batmobile and everything. Yeah. Isn't he a genius? Okay, the kid is starting off.
I don't know about genius.
Batman's a genius, is he not?
I don't know about
that. Alex would agree with that. I know.
You're a name for Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, to be a genius. I'm a name
he's
for Robert.
Why is that?
Yeah, he's a genius, Batman. You think
everything he's come up with pretty much on his
technology
own.
Technology genius, not smart genius. Well, he has the
He's smart
he's
in every way.
Technology genius, and he has like good detective sense of
skills.
But like smart genius, I don't know about all that.
I thought he was a technology
not like Hulk
genius
and Iron Man
too.
Type of level smartness.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's a whole different kind of intelligence.
But his Batman way.
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Iron Man's a different universe of intelligence, I think.
I asked him, how come he's not a fan of the Robert Pattinson?
He's a fucking sparkly bitch.
Look, besides the whole Twilight, he's not really a great actor. Does he have some good movies that are like indie and stuff like that? Yes. I will agree with some of them, like the Water Elephants, Elephants with Water,
Elephants, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
I have no clue
he has like two
is.
Other movies.
One of his movies.
No clue.
Yeah, it's indie movies.
Okay.
He has like
I don't know what that means.
He has like
indie movies.
Independent movies.
Yeah, they're independent. And like
I gotta be
motion
then.
Picture, Hollywood. No, a lot of indie movies. You'd be surprised at why they get taken off from Hollywood.
I don't know if I even want to ask this, but did y'all even watch?
Just don't.
I liked it. I don't care. Did y'all watch the vampire movies of his?
Twilight.
Yeah. The graphics are fire. I love the werewolf. The werewolves.
Bro.
Word
the
of wolves,
the graphics
fire.
Are fire. Bro.
Yeah, you're right. You shouldn't have asked this. But,
look.
My man, the storyline was still fire,
listen,
bro.
Evolution is better than that.
What do you mean? What's
with
that?
The whole vampire werewolf.
Evolution?
The movie. The movie.
The movie with, what's her name?
The lichens and the...
Yeah, Kate. What's her name? Kate something? Kate.
Beckinsale?
Not
Kate.
What year did
starts
that
starts with
in?
A B.
Beckinsale?
Yeah, I think so.
But...
Is
that old movie? Is that new?
Yeah,
what is it?
It's an old school movie. You never seen it? Evolution?
Evolution? What year did it come out? 99 or something?
I don't know.
That like sounds 20s. Like it came out in 99.
Nah, it's like 20s. It was up there.
I don't know, bro, because that doesn't sound like it has the fire graphics of the new Twilight.
Nah, I just like the way... I just like the way that... What werewolf and vampires was
Underworld? You mean Underworld?
Underworld.
Come on, that ain't no fucking. Come on.
Ah, come on.
That was a good movie, but nah, it's a big difference, bro. It's a big difference. Ronan. You know, I would that made me be like, yo, I would love to be a werewolf and transform like that. That'd be fucking awesome. You know what I mean?
But it is Kate, right. It is Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but the point is, yo, that movie looks fire, bro. I think he's a genius. He's just developing more technology, just like Batman, just like Spider-Man. He came out with that shitty uniform.
We can't compare Spider-Man to Batman.
Just listen. This is what I'm trying to say. Spider-Man came out with that shitty uniform that he wore as a wrestler, and then he drew out a beautiful, perfect one after. And
right, he advanced.
So that's Batman. He's going to develop. He's developing. And his battle uniform. But
wait.
His battle outfit.
Did you see the
battle uniform is fire.
Did you see the pictures for the suits?
His suit is fire.
No.
I think you guys got to give it. I think you guys got to give it a chance.
I got to give it another
chance. If you can give George Clooney and Val Kilmer a pass, you got to give this a chance.
George Clooney is canceled from old Batmans. Like, he dissed him.
Old Comic Cons.
Because he dissed himself.
Yeah, because he knew it himself that was shit.
I liked it.
He should have done it.
I liked it.
He shouldn't have
took the role.
No, you're right.
He should say he didn't want to do
paycheck.
It.
Maybe
paycheck.
The checks were good. His you know.
He just did it for the money.
Bro, right. You're getting to be Batman, though. I don't even like Batman like that. And that's legendary for you, idiot. Look, you should take that role, moron.
I'm just going to say this. We need another Superman movie. That's it.
I'm down for that, too. Yeah, I love Superman. Same actor.
What's going on with Gargoyles?
Nothing.
The movie?
Nothing
yet.
Nothing yet.
It's coming, but nothing yet. What's his name? Peele?
Keaton Peele?
Peele?
Jordan Peele? Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele. Yeah, Jordan.
That show is too far. No, he's a director, though.
Yeah.
He makes that. He made that movie,
Us and Get Out.
Us and Get Out.
Yeah.
He actually makes movies.
They both suck. No wonder.
Wait, what?
I heard
you didn't like Us?
I heard there were
It was too much hype.
There were two.
I heard there
were. I think Get Out was all right. Us
Get Out was alright.
Get Out, I had to see a second time to actually understand it.
They said that
was about Kanye West. It's about Kanye West.
It's a woke movie.
Get Out.
Get Out.
They said it's connected. Get Out, Us, but Get Out, U.S. of the United States. Get Out. It's like a woke movie.
Yeah, I forgot it.
But yeah,
I didn't watch them. But
the Gargoyles movie is not.
Yeah, but just to talk, I think me and Anthony would have been excellent in that Keaton Peele. What was that? How you say it again?
Keaton Peele, right?
The comedians?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They're just like us, guy. If we were together and made a show, they make the fire comedy. They just. You never seen a show, guy?
Keaton Peele?
Yeah.
Guy, they make up stupid stories like us.
They're substitute Dave Chappelle. That's pretty all they much. Were.
Yeah.
But Dave Chappelle left, they substitute. But they're all right, though. They had some funny sketches.
No, but this is what you guys gonna say. Me and him used to make funny stories like they did all the time and just. Play it out like a movie shit.
Y'all can still do it.
We could.
Just do it.
But my man, they did it amazingly. They're they're hilarious. You don't think so?
Some of them stuff.
They're insanely hilarious. Right. No, they're
some of their stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, the point is that's the fucking... It's you can see that everything that's old is coming back.
Yeah.
Everything that's old is coming back. It obviously shows that era was actually never really gone because they keep just reeling everything back in.
Yeah.
As it's leaving, things, it gets pulled back in.
And it's our job to teach our kids this good stuff, not the garbage that's
coming certain things never really left, like South Park. That shit's been around. Simpsons.
Ooh, I love the Simpsons, man.
Simpsons is probably going to die out soon.
It's it too needs good. To. It needs to go for another 10 years.
No. Another it's already 10 on, what, like, season
31? 20s? It's on 31 right now.
They need to stop some. They're gonna stop some.
Chill. Stop. Don't say shit like that, bro.
Look, I love the Simpsons. Don't get me wrong, but
I think they're gonna. My favorite, but
I think they're
still
making good. When it's time, it's time. You know,
it's time.
I think it's time.
I don't think so.
I remember Simpsons.
Same thing with South Park. It's time, bro.
Nah.
I don't know.
South Park intentionally did all this fucked up shit to get canceled,
and they won't.
And they just keep renewing them.
Yeah,
but what's good?
They're Canadian based, no?
Yeah,
they don't care about that up there.
That's the thing, though. But that's the thing, though. South Park keeps up with the times. So that can go for a long time.
That they do.
They keep up with the time, and they make fun of the election. They make fun of current times. That's what I like about them. So they can keep going.
Yeah.
And I love Cartman. That's, beast. I love Cartman, man. Oh, no show without him.
Oh, well, it's put to a vote. 80s, 90s? Best era, yes.
Yes.
100%. So we're gonna wrap this up. We got a little long with it, but you know it's always fun. We have a special guest with us.
Yeah,
Lewis. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, definitely.
Sir, thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Peace out.
Just a fact. Yeah.